which the conventional medicine term is systemic inflammation. And even conventional medicine now agrees that over 90% of all disease is directly related to the systemic inflammation. So that's what the epsemia, these toxins do, right? Now, how do we then prevent all disease? Well, theoretically, it's simple. We need to keep toxemia in check. How do we do that? Well, we need to reduce or mitigate the exposure to toxins, right? Whether it is the intake of toxins or the exposure. So what are they? Our man-made foods and drinks that are loaded with colorings and additives and GMOs and, you know, the list goes on and on and on.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. My name is Eliza Gelman, holistic nutritionist, podcaster, personal trainer, and all things communications and public speaking. On this episode today, we have an absolutely mind-blowing guest who I honestly had not heard of before this episode. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Mike Van Thielen. Now, Dr. Mike, he's a PhD. He has certifications and his master's in holistic nutrition, certified in homeopathy. He's an expert in functional medicine, fitness, nutrition, regenerative medicine. He's an expert biohacker. He's a keynote speaker and author, all these things. But when I say that this man knows more about the science behind what is going on inside of our body when it comes to EMFs, when it comes to biohacking, when it comes to stem cell research. We don't get into every single one of those things today, but we had such an intense conversation and I was soaking it all up. The nerd inside of me was living and thriving. This is a great episode for someone who is, this is a great episode for anybody, but specifically those who are interested in environmental toxins. And I don't just mean litter. I don't mean pollution. I don't mean anything like that. I mean, what are the scientific backings of what's going on with our cell phone chargers next to our head? What's going on with the Wi-Fi? Are our phones too close to us? Is EMF actually causing issues? We also go into how we are really all addicted to dopamine. We go through the quick different intelligence hormones inside of our bodies that really are triggering us in our day-to-day life. And we go through seven different ways that we can really get back and start to regain control of our health. Let me also mention, before we get into this episode, something super weird happened. And when I say super weird, I really do mean it felt a bit, what is it called when people say it's like in the matrix, a sim. Sim. It felt like a simulation, like we're in this world of simulation. And if you've ever heard of that before, I'm not super with it, but it felt like a sim moment. This was recorded on October 4th. It's October 4th. This is coming out on October 5th. October 4th is a very significant day in my life. And I was working in the office, and this is an office space that nobody else really works out of because most people are working remote, and I needed to go in yesterday. This is a quick story, but I needed to go in yesterday to do a couple of things that required materials that were in that office. And since nobody else is in that office, there are no other computers set up, there's no other Wi-Fi set up, there's no TVs, there's no nothing. We're moving out of that office in a couple of months. Meaning it's basically in the midst of being cleared out. It's empty. I am the only person there. My computer and phone were the only, essentially some of the only technology that was in there, save one computer that was 500 feet away. During this interview, we knew if you saw on social media, there was going to be this like national warning that goes off on your phone. Make sure you see it on your phone, da da da. Everyone in the whole fucking world was going to get it at 2:30 yesterday. Your phone probably buzzed or made that loud beeping noise. And there was all this controversy like, oh, it's the government. It's the man. I'm not getting into any of these, all these conspiracy theories, but it just so happened that during this time, if we're going based on the conspiracy theories where they're talking about like it's the government trying to track us and not and do all these things that have to do with the vid. I'm also not trying to get canceled on this podcast. I'm just simply saying there are conspiracy theories. You can look it up if you want to about what happened when the phones went off yesterday. And I didn't think much of it, but then on the on the podcast, phone went off. You'll hear it. And I go, oh, yeah, did your phone go off too? He goes, no, I turned my phone off and it's away. He was very clear. He was like, look, I don't know what I believe and I can't prove anything and I'm not one of those crazy people, but I didn't want to mess with it. And it was the craziest moment because I just go, what do I do then? He goes, turn your phone off and put it 500 feet away from you or put it in the other room or put it away from you. And I did. And it was the weird thing about this was had I been working out of my apartment or working in the co-working space in my apartment that I normally work in, I would have been surrounded on all sides, getting it from every single angle in every single orifice, getting this whatever was supposed to be happening, I would have been getting it at all sides. And what had led me to the office was so crazy because I never work out of the office and I especially don't record podcasts at the office. I never have ever. And the one day that I do just so happened to be the one day that you wanted to supposedly be away from your phone and be away from a ton of technology. So on this crazy day that was a very significant day in my life, I was also led to the office where I spent an abnormal period of time, longer than maybe I've ever spent before, doing something I have never done there before, but it all felt very natural. So I really do feel like it was a God thing or like I was led to be in that space at that time. I genuinely believe in like we are guided by a guardian angel or a guardian whatever. Oh my God, this is so not what this podcast is about. We are going to get into it. All of this to say, there are some moments in this podcast where we went off track and we really diverted and went straight into some crazy conversations. Just know we get back on track. Today we are talking with Mike Van Thielen. He is a biohacking expert, EMF expert. He is a PhD. He has worked with tons of professional athletes. He has worked in nootropics, in the nootropic field to help people get off of Adderall. This man has a massive, massive tool belt of resources. And if you do want to check him out, I will put his website in the show notes for anyone interested. But we talk about his backstory, shielding from EMF. We talk about intelligence hormones, dopamine, how to become more productive. We talk about regaining full control of your health and simplistic ways that you can do this. Tons of tangible takeaways and different types of recommendations that he has that are science-backed, but also very simple. We don't get that a lot. Without further ado, if you have not already, head to Apple Podcast or wherever you are listening and make sure you're subscribed, following, leave us a review, let us know how you like this episode. Also, just because we talk about certain things on this episode, it's not me declaring any political statements. This is simply just interviewing someone who has interesting information. Take what you want, leave what you don't, and enjoy this episode with Mike Van Thielen. Welcome to Hotter Than Health.
Well, Mike, I'm very excited to have you on Hotter Than Health, and thank you for being here. Before we jump in to all things biohacking, EMF, stem cell, avoiding surgery at all costs, things that we think of as we get older, I want to hear about you. Where were you born? When did you get here? Tell us a little bit about your life story and how you got to be where you are today.
Oh, well, yeah, your listeners can hear an accent. Most people can't guess it, but I was born in Belgium and grew up, me and my brother and my mom. My mom had to work hard to provide for us. but I ended up going to the University of Brussels. I was really into sports, so I did physical education over there. I was very competitive. I was a swimmer. But then when I graduated at age 22, I kind of felt like I didn't want to go to work necessarily yet. So I decided to do physical therapy, got my master's in physical therapy. And around that time, which was 94, 95, 96, I started traveling with the Belgian Olympic swim team in preparation for the Olympic Games in Atlanta, 1996. And then after that, they offered me a physical therapy position in the United States because they were short of physical therapists. So I saved $400, packed my backpack, put my jeans on, and came live, quote unquote, the American dream. But reality faced me pretty quickly because without a mentor and coaches, I got knocked down pretty often. So my motto quickly became, I never lose, I win or I learn. And started in physical therapy, went back to school to the College of Integrative Medicine, got my license in acupuncture, Doctor of Oriental Medicine, board certified in Chinese herbs, homeopathy, all that good stuff. But after another 1,000 patients, I got a little bit frustrated because these modalities are indeed less invasive and less harmful than conventional medicine, meaning drugs, injections, and surgeries. But I really wasn't getting the long-lasting results either. So I had to look a little bit deeper and go back to basics. And that's when I decided to get my PhD in holistic nutrition and also look at Mother Nature, because I thought Mother Nature must have the truth. So I started to look at animals in the wild and see what they were doing. And so by combining those two, I got very comfortable in helping anybody with any health issues regaining control of their health, optimize their health, or today what we call biohacking, objectively reverse their biological age. And so I started writing books. I got 8 books now. I did all of keynotes, speaking. I had many med spas before the pandemic, 2015, till the pandemic started. I was a CEO of a stem cell clinic. And then during the pandemic, I had some time to, you know, reflect inside and see what I really was passionate about. And so it still is the same. It's really helping people, but on a larger scale. So I do a lot of speaking at biohacking congresses, conferences. I'm a coach mentor to people, not just for their health, but also help them with business focus, productivity, those types of things. So that was a little fast forward, but that's what I'm doing today. Speaking, I did a TEDx talk. I developed a method to, for high productivity. And so that's what I'm doing.
Really packed it all in there. I feel like, thank you very much for your time. Well, I want to go back to something you said. You said that you came here, you said you saved up $400 when you were 22 years old, and growing up in Belgium, you're clearly growing up with a different lifestyle, but it sounded like you weren't growing up. You know, this isn't Versailles. You have a single mom that's taking care of you and your brother. What was it like growing up in Belgium? What were the types of activities that you were doing? You were saying you were really into sports, but were you on sports teams at school? Were you super into nutrition then? Or was that something that came way, way later?
Yeah, nutrition came much later because you're a kid. So you listen to your grandpa and stuff. And he told me, you know, before you go swimming, compete, here's a good steak, because he thought that a steak would make me stronger, which obviously today, no, it's quite the opposite. But you just follow the advice of your elders, whether they, you know or don't know. But I found out I was very competitive in elementary school. I was the fastest runner of the class and the school, and I was on a basketball team, soccer team. But one of my better friends beat me in swimming because he was part of the local swim team. And I don't really recall, but my mother tells me that I was very upset. And my solution was I asked to join the swim team too. And so that's where I found my passion for swimming. Was a competitive swimmer until I was 24 years old in Belgium, just before I came to the United States. There was always this competitive nature for sure. Luckily, going to university or college in Belgium or Europe is not expensive, such as here. So I basically, from a young age on, my mom actually drove me to what we call here flea markets, where I went on my grandma's attic and asked if I could have all that stuff that was there, and then load my mom's car up, and she brought me to flea markets to sell all that stuff. So the entrepreneurial spirit was there just because, you know, I wanted certain things that my mom couldn't provide necessarily. So to go to university too, I just did private swim lessons, and I was a DJ at the time, and those were some sources of income to, you know, help me get to college over there, which luckily wasn't as expensive as here because it never would have worked out.
College in the United States is so political and so much more about status and wealth, and while we have amazing opportunities, that's not to say that you don't get amazing opportunities. I'm so grateful for the education that I had, but it definitely, when you think about other countries, it's a completely different setup where it's almost like a game of who can get into the best colleges, even if they're paying to get it, all of these different little caveats where in another country, it's just about the education.
Yeah, well, just imagine how many talents in the United States don't get the opportunity to unfold themselves. And so you're missing out as a country because you don't allow many people to partake in that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. College, sports, there's so many different...
Although today, I don't know really necessarily what you learn in college besides some propaganda. So maybe it's a waste of time today. That's another discussion.
But I will also say in that same vein, I don't need anyone giving me... Like if I have a broken femur, tell me you went to college. Tell me that you went to a good college. But okay, we'll skip that part for now. There are so many things that we could talk about with biohacking and stem cells and all these things. But something when I was doing research before we had a conversation, something that really stood out was some of your research on EMFs, electromagnetic fields. And if someone's listening to this and they think, oh, this isn't relevant to me. Oh, this isn't something I worry about. Oh, this isn't like I hear about it, but it's all sciencey and techie and I can't figure it out. This is something that genuinely preoccupies a lot of space in my brain. And I think that while I would like to feel less nervous about these things, I also feel like it's important to know more about these things. Like I live in an apartment building where there's Wi-Fi everywhere on all corners of it. Like I'm getting it from all angles. Can you talk about what are EMFs on a high level? And then even deeper, what are the potential side effects? Is it true that there are side effects? Can you talk to us about EMFs?
Yes, sure. Again, I'd like to first explain a principle because it really ties in and everybody will understand. I believe there's only one cause of all disease and it's called toxemia. Toxemia literally means toxins in the blood. But in a little bit more detail, what it really means is that on a daily basis, as part of our metabolism and daily living, we produce waste, our toxins. But in a healthy organism, no harm is done because those toxins are eliminated from the body to the skin, the kidneys, the bowels, etc. Right? Now, if we are exposed to or ingest more toxins than the body possibly can eliminate, then there's an accumulation of toxins in our blood and in our body. And that's really what we call toxemia. Now, this toxemia causes two things, according to scientific research. Number one, these toxins basically steal an electron from a healthy atom, which then becomes unstable, which we know as free radicals. And we know that free radicals cause oxidative stress, even cellular and DNA damage, right? And even more importantly than that, because those toxins need to be neutralized and we can't keep up with the elimination processes, there's what we call a constant state of emergency, which the conventional medicine term is systemic inflammation. And even conventional medicine now agrees that over 90% of all disease is directly related to the systemic inflammation. So that's what toxemia, these toxins do, right? Now, how do we then prevent all disease? Well, theoretically, it's simple. We need to keep toxemia in check. How do we do that? Well, we need to reduce or mitigate the exposure to toxins, right? Whether it is the intake of toxins or the exposure. So what are they? Our man-made foods and drinks that are loaded with colorings and additives and GMOs and, you know, the list goes on and on.
This week's episode of Hotter Than Health is brought to you by Organifi. Organifi has continuously been one of my favorite supplements, but one supplement that I have been taking from them for months now, each night, has been the magnesium. I haven't spoken as much about this because it's something that I take as a ritual every single evening, and it's simply part of my day-to-day routine, and it's not something that I think too much about, but I know that we have talked so much about the importance of sleep and how significant of a role it plays in not only fat burning, but muscle building, brain health, in overall longevity. magnesium has played a huge role in the way that I sleep, my sleep hygiene, and overall my natural state of recovery. If you have been interested in taking a magnesium supplement, highly recommend taking the Organifi supplement. They're easy. The bottle is beautiful. It comes in a dark, dark glass bottle so that you know it isn't just being affected by the daylight or a bunch of plastics. So they have thought of everything. You can check out the magnesium at Organifi.com/HTH. Again, that is Organifi.com/HTH. You can also try out any of my other favorite products. But if you're already considering magnesium and know that almost everyone is already magnesium deficient, and it is one of the most vital components that helps with our sleep and recovery, check out Organifi.com/HTH for 20% off.
Our man-made food and drinks, our prescription and over-the-counter medications, that's nothing but a toxic pile of toxins. And then obviously what most people forget is our environmental toxins, our polluted water, our polluted air, our household products, our cleaning products that we use, our cosmetic products that we put on our face and on our body. But then also, especially this last, this century, what we're going to talk about now, the EMF, electromagnetic frequencies and radiations. And so we're talking about our laptops, our computers, our cell phones, our smart appliances, our Wi-Fi in the house. And so there's a big, not a controversy at all, but if you would Google which frequencies are harmful, it's a little bit outdated, because they will tell you that the, and we all remember the school where we have to learn the electromagnetic spectrum. And so we have short wavelengths, which are your X-rays and your gamma rays and those types of things, which is called ionizing radiation. And so in that spectrum, our ionizing radiation is harmful, like getting an X-ray, getting a gamma ray. But they say it's only once in a blue moon you get exposed to it. So, we still do the X-ray, we still do the mammogram, et cetera, for diagnostic purposes. But it has always been a consensus that that's harmful. However, on the lower spectrum or the long wavelength, such as radios, TVs, appliances, and now Wi-Fi, cell phones, and laptops, it's called non-ionizing radiation. And even if you Google it today, it will tell you that it is not harmful if you Google it. But if you actually go to
PubMed, they tell you that everything is not harmful if they're trying to sell it. It's like such big business that they're not going to. I'm a big proponent of, I mean, we say even our protein bars say, 20 grams of protein, but really it could be 15. Really, it could be 26. Like, they're allowed to lie. Sorry.
Of course, there's certain standards, always ways around it, right? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to that non-ionizing radiation, there's over 30,000 studies worldwide where there's a scientific consensus that this non-ionizing radiation is indeed less powerful, but it still causes damage on a cellular and a DNA level, not directly like the X-rays and the gamma rays, but indirectly. And for those science buff out there, that basically the radiation opens up the calcium sensitive voltage channels that are responsible to regulate the influx of calcium inside the cell. So the radiation basically opens those up. So there's an excess influx of calcium inside the cell. That excess calcium now produces more superoxide. Superoxide combines with nitric oxides, which we are aware of, to form peroxynitrite. And peroxynitrite breaks down in carbon free radicals, which are free radicals that have a longer half-life than most free radicals. So they do a lot more damage. So even though it's not a direct impact on our cells and our DNA and our health, it's an indirect impact. The problem, though, is scientific research is there. The problem, though, is that it's much worse than X-rays and gamma rays because we're exposed to it 24/7. So we have an onslaught of this, and people don't realize it because, again, as for most people, if we can't see it, hear it, or smell it, or touch it, it doesn't exist. But obviously, you can easily measure it. You can get an EMF meter, an RF meter, and you can measure your electromagnetic frequencies on your body, in your house, find the hotspots and those types of things. So they do exist. You can measure them. And there's over 30,000 studies. You can actually review those on emf-portal.org/EN for English. So emf-portal.org. There's a compilation of all the studies right there. So yes, it's very harmful. So now this EMF, this toxicity adds to the toxemia. So again, in order to avoid all disease, we need to reduce, you know, the intake and exposure to the toxins, which yes, we need to upgrade our diet. We need to watch what we eat and drink. We need to watch our household products and the toxins that we put on our face, beauty products, etc. And we need to do whatever we can to reduce or mitigate this onslaught of electromagnetic frequencies. And so simultaneously, we need to increase the nutrients that fight free radical damage, systemic inflammation, and repair our DNA. And then you're truly biohacking right there.
And when I hear this, I think, okay, yes, I can definitely do this. I can reduce the inflammatory things that I eat. I've done little things like replacing household items, going to Branch Basics and like Dr. Bronner's, and getting a filter under my sink to get rid of hard water. Those are all things that we can do right now, but here's what I'm picturing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
A national alert test.
Yes. Well, no, it's a lot more than that. So you got to turn your phone off till 4:30 p.m. and get far away from it, please.
Really?
Especially your vaccinated friends that are listening, but it's too late because this is not live.
Wait, what do I do right now? So the test just went off.
Turn it all the way off. You got to turn your phone off and put it in a microwave or far away from you.
Wait, what is, so can you talk real time? What's good? Because I know other people, we were just, sorry, side note, we just had a group text with all of my friends that said there was something about domestic violence, and they said, hey, this national alert is going to go on. So if you have domestic violence happening in your home and you have like a secret phone, turn it off for the next 4 hours before this goes off. So can you talk to me about what just happened? My phone just went off with a...
Well, yeah, we got to be careful, right? Because we have when we talk about conspiracy theorists, to me, that's two kinds. You know, a lot of that stuff is true to a certain extent, and it can be proven, or you can verify certain things. And then there's people that go down what we call those rabbit holes, and that may be true, but can be verified. So as a professional, you always got to be careful what you share and what you don't share. So I'm not 100% sure of, and I can't verify this, but sometimes it's better to be safe than sorry. So when we talk about, you know, the whole COVID pandemic and vaccines, right? So we have all these scientists on not the regular media, because as you know, all these scientists that would have opinions or research contradicting the current propaganda, you're not going to hear it, right? So when you go to your Google and listen to your CNN or Fox News or whatever, you're really not going to get this information. But so obviously we heard about the vaccines and the ingredients and the spike proteins and the fact that many people got cardiomyopathy and those types of, you know, deaths or conditions. And some people think it's from the vaccines and others say, no, it has nothing to do with vaccines. It's COVID or long COVID, right? So here we are. But there's other theories, or other people would say conspiracies out there, that today when everybody gets this beep in the United States, Puerto Rico and Hawaii at 2:20 p.m., which was just when it happened here, that the government or the evil will actually get a certain frequency out through your phone and your devices up until about 4 o'clock, 4:30. So for a good 2 hours, you want to keep your phone off.
What about my computer?
Well, yeah, good thing, but I heard just the phone.
I'll call you later.
but this frequency supposedly will activate some of those harmful substances that were part of the vaccine to then again increase the risk of those things, such as cardiomyopathy. So I guess we will see in about 4 to 6 weeks from now if there is a spike in pulmonary embolisms, cardiomyopathy, and those types of things in the vaccinated population.
Of course, I'm not
vaccinated, but again, we know all about shedding. So we are around people and loved ones and family that was vaccinated. And so even if you're not vaccinated, it still would be cautious. Whether it may totally not be true, right? I don't know. But it's not a big measure to turn off your phone for 2 hours and not be around the people that are on the phone. And also, you know, I just took some C60 and I'll take some C60 later.
What is this?
C60 is just one of those biohacking molecules. It's carbon 60 that have been proven to absorb many of these, toxicities that were in a vaccine, and in general toxicities. It's the 60 carbon structure. It looks like a soccer ball.
Oh, cool.
And research shows that it's one of the most powerful anti-aging things. Studies on rats, for example, show that rats on C60 live more than twice their lifespan versus rats that are not on it. So it's something good to take anyways, but it also seems to be able to attach to and absorb very harmful toxic substances in your body.
See, these are the things that, this has nothing to do with being vaxxed, not vaxxed. What it really comes down to is these things could be beneficial for everyone. I mean, of course, I'm sure there's side effects for everything. So do your own research. But these are the types of things that I like to hear about because I don't want to just think, oh, well, I have a rash. Let me go find the nearest commercial on TV and see what lotion to put on. Like this is what I don't want to go to the first thing in my head. And I think that is what really is missing in America and in the whole world. And in my life, definitely is like, okay, even you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to have more options. And I think that it's nice to see and hear from PhDs and professionals that there are different ways out there to not just change your entire lifestyle, but to mitigate. So let's bounce back before we were interrupted by who knows what they are, the lizard people. I don't know. But the whole, okay, just for anyone listening, it's October 4th at 2:24 now. So we'll see in 4 to 6 weeks. But what's crazy, and I will say this is kind of a sim situation, is I typically don't work out of our office. We're moving out of our office. We're going into a new one. This is one of the longest days I have spent in the office. And I've only been here since 9:30. So not too long. It's 2:40, but it's just wild because typically I'm at a co-working space, a coffee shop, or somewhere in my apartment. So the day that that goes off is a day where I am in a place where there's barely Wi-Fi. There's no computers at all around me. I feel like I'm in the best place that I could be in right now. Maybe I'll just stay here till 4:30. Okay. I'm picturing someone listening to this who is either at work, in their car, maybe they have it on their TV, they're listening on Spotify. We're looking around us. We see there's a computer to our right. There's a phone on a charger to our left. There's an electric panel in a closet behind us. And there's Wi-Fi. We're saying, okay, these things are omnipresent. They're around us all the time. What are things we can do in our home to protect ourselves, especially if you're living in an apartment complex or somewhere where you're surrounded by others?
Well, there's many things. You can't get it totally away from it, but you can do many conscious and cheap things to drastically mitigate it, right? And so my best-selling book is called EMR, Electromagnetic Radiation, The Invisible Threat, which you can find on Amazon or my website. But it's a practical book. It has hundreds and hundreds of little things that you can do to exactly do that, is mitigate. So the first thing is that we can do is obviously is inside the house, as you said. So you got to test all your electrical outlets for dirty electricity. If there's dirty electricity coming out of your outlets, there's a very cheap filter that you can buy to put on those outlets. So that's number one. Number two, you get an EMF meter. Some of them are very cheap also, where you can kind of identify the hotspots in your house electromagnetically. And so if you have a hotspot, you don't want to put your bed there, or don't you want to put your couch there. You want to be aware of that hotspot. Other things you can do. We all have Wi-Fi. We all like the conveniences of modern life, but we need to be a little bit more of the health hazards. So when you have a Wi-Fi or a router, there's things that are called a Faraday bag. It's just a bag. You put your router in the bag. The router's still going to work, but it does not emit the radiation.
Really?
When it comes to your electrical outlets, again, besides the dirty electricity and the filters, you got to make sure that in the office or in the house, you start stop using the wireless. Plug things back in with a 3-prong grounded and even shielded cord, because you can buy cords that are shielded from EMF. So again, you got to start plugging things in again. Your cell phone, I mean, so many easy tips that we can give, right? First of all, don't put it on your ear. Try to put it away and put it on speaker. The further it is away, the less exponentially radiation that is coming to your body. Other things, if you have low bars, 1 out of 4 bars, you really don't want to talk to somebody, because again, the towers now need to send much more radiation to get the signal.
Wow, I never knew that.
When you're moving, whether it's walking or driving, you don't want to call either, because now the signal needs to be resent every fraction of a second to find you. So exponentially, you're going to get much more radiation when you have poor perception or when you are moving. Then again, you mentioned charging. Don't charge your phone on your nightstand next to you. Put it in another room. When you sleep and you put it off, put it in another room. So same with your laptop, you know, you need to ground it. And so there's many things you can do in the house. Don't buy smart appliances, because again, it's the same thing. It's Bluetooth, it's wireless. You want to go back to wiring everything and grounding everything. And those are just a few of the many things that you can do inside the house. Outside the house, you know, you're just going to have to make an assessment. Are there power lines? Are they in the ground, out of the ground? The city puts smart meters on your house. Those smart meters, again, radiation in the house, but you can just put a metal plate in between the smart meter and your wall, and it will, you know, prevent that from coming in. So again, we can keep going and going and going, but there's so many simple things that we can do in and out of the house. And then we can protect ourselves, meaning, you know, if we are grounded, we are discharging all excess energy. So we all heard about grounding is being in a closed loop with Mother Earth. So if you walk barefoot in your yard or the sand or the beach or a park, or you swim in a river or the ocean, you are one with Mother Earth. And what that means is that closed circle discharges all that negative energy that you accumulated during the day into the ground. But if you not have time to walk barefoot a lot, or you're not near a beach or whatever, there's grounding technology. So I've been sleeping on an anti-aging bed cover. It's what it's called. It's just a cover that goes over my bed. I plug it in so it's grounded. And when I'm in contact with it, it discharges all that negative energy that's coming to me, even through fluorescent bulbs from the light. That's also radiation, right? Huh. And so that same material you can use to sit on in your office desk. You can take it with you, sit on it. You can put it under your laptop as long as you plug it in. Now, even though there is radiation, you make it part of a closed loop. So it goes through you, but it doesn't stay with you. It goes straight back into Mother Earth or the ground. So those are also technologies that, in addition to mitigating inside the house and outside of the house radiation, you can utilize that technology to really get rid of all the excess negative energy.
Before we move to the next subject, I think that that's all. I wrote down a couple of things. It was like shields for your cords, a little baggie for your Wi-Fi box. These are not things that you need to go out and spend hundreds of dollars. Like every time I have a guest on, it doesn't mean I need to go out and buy every single thing. But I do think that, think about the places where you spend your most time. How can you optimize those places so that you can still live your life and still have these conveniences? And I think that the best thing about this podcast is people know that I get messages when people say, hey, I really loved this part of that episode, or, oh, I've been doing this because of that episode, not, oh, I've changed my entire life because this person said this, like little bitty things. But
so for your listeners on my website, it's all free. I have a resources page, and one of the drop-down pages is EMR resources. So you have every link to everything that may help you to do that. And it's all for free. So
nice. I'll put your website. Yeah, I'll put your website in the show notes. Thank you for going on that tangent with me. I didn't know what to expect there. But with, I will say, I have been sleeping with my cell phone charging outside of my room. And I've gotten, I've been using a battery powered alarm clock, like an actual alarm clock. And I've said that to a few people and they thought, oh my gosh, I haven't used an alarm clock in forever. And then they always say, like, aren't you scared it's not going to go off? I'm like, my phone will update its software and turn off in the middle of the night, and I'm more likely to miss that alarm. So there are so many little things we can do. And I'm telling you, last night, little side note is I try and read before bed, and I have a little book light, and it's a yellow book light. I'll turn off everything in the room, phones out there. And that way I can just, you know, on that last sentence, when you're just, if you fall asleep, you just click off the book light and you're good to go. You don't have to lean over, because when you lean over, you check your phone, like all these little subconscious habits that we have. So everyone get a book light. I want to take a quick turn. I've done some research and I've heard you talk about our intelligence hormones. And something that we hear about constantly now is instant gratification, dopamine rush. Everything is at our fingertips, accessible all the time. Can you talk about the intelligence hormones that we have and how they are potentially out of balance right now? Also, yes. In about 5 minutes, you'll have to utilize that second link, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. the intelligence hormones, you know, it used to be that we really wanted to increase dopamine in our body, because dopamine is the reward hormone. It motivates us, it gives us focus, et cetera. But in today's society, and most of us actually have a dopamine overload, because like I said, everything is at our fingertips. And dopamine is the feel-good hormone, right? Because if the brain squirts a little bit of it, it feels good. So that's why many of us are reaching for sugary drinks, sugary foods, energy drinks, those types of things. But also social media now, when people comment on your post or heart your Instagram, it gives a little dopamine squirt. And consciously or subconsciously, we kind of seek more of that. And that's why we get addicted to it or spend too much time on social media. So now we're in a dopamine overload, which means is there's an imbalance of those five intelligence hormones. What are they? Well, dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine, acetylcholine, and serotonin. And if those five intelligence hormones are balanced and optimal, that's when we're in the zone. And most people heard about being in the zone. We think it's just for athletes, but actually everybody can learn how to get in the zone on demand. But in the zone means is you're focused, you're producing, you're winning. There's no distractions, etc. And so that has to do with those five intelligence hormones. So especially during the pandemic, I worked with a lot of people with ADHD, anxiety, depression, PTSD, and the list goes on. And so I figured many of those people are indeed in a dopamine overload. So I needed to educate them on the fact that, look, you're in a dopamine overload. And the results of that is brain fog, procrastination, fidgeting, not getting the job done, unable to get started. And it's a vicious cycle because they don't know what to do. So they're going to get another energy drink or et cetera. And so they don't get out of that. So they need to realize what's going on. And so if they upgrade their diet by not having those sugary drinks and, bad foods and comfort foods, and at the same time, regain control of their social media and understand the concept of dopamine overload, then we easily can phase out of that overload, balance our hormones, and become productive again. And so, you know, that's kind of the story about the five intelligence hormones, because many of those people are on smart drugs like Wellbutrin and Ritalin and Adderall. And so even Adderall, even though a lot of people say it helps them getting into that, into focus and being productive, if you look at the inserts, there's so many potential side effects and long-term adverse reactions, including increased heart rate, increased risk for heart disease, psychosis, seizures. It's something that I can't recommend to anybody. So besides educating them on how to create an environment with less distractions and educating them on dopamine overload, they're all natural alternatives to smart drugs, which are called nootropics, which are basically your natural safe supplements that help you getting into focus without any of the side effects.
Nootropics.
Yes.
Yeah. And when I think nootropics, I think about, you know, I take a little shot from the grocery store and there's a bunch of nootropics in it. And I think about like matcha and L-theanine and all these things, but those are all vitamins. What are some names of nootropics that we might have seen, heard of, so that we're not scared of them and we understand?
Yeah, so nootropics, basically, they will help you with focus and with memory and those types of things. And they don't have necessarily any jittery effects like caffeine or nicotine or mica or those types of things. So there's many out there, ginkgo biloba, some Ayurvedic medicine and plants and, you know, those types of things. But then the most recent ones, I think these companies take some powerful ingredients and combine them to be synergistic. So there's a few out there. Neurapex is a good one that I like. And then Focus Plus is something that I have recommended. Focus Plus is one of those that has four simple ingredients. The first one is biocitroid, which is basically a patented terpene from a specific type of blood orange in the Southeast region of Asia. But it has been proven that biocitroid, or this terpene, it's a terpene, at 30 milligrams or higher is able to cross the blood-brain barrier, meaning it has a quick effect, like in 30 minutes. Most supplements you need to accumulate or take for a few weeks and hopefully then get a positive result. So this works very quickly. And so the company added three other ingredients to it. The first one, L-tyrosine, which is known as an amino acid that helps with memory and focus. The second one is phenylalanine, which is a neuroagent that has been proven to help with photographic memory, focus, etc. So they all work synergistically. And the last one, probably the most important one in my personal opinion, is phosphatidyl. Phosphatidyl we find in the fat cells of our body, but also in our brain. Phosphatidyl stimulates NGF, nerve growth factor. So now we're stimulating the formation of new brain cells, a better neurotransmission, etc. So it seems like those four ingredients work very well together to do what? To balance those five intelligence hormones and optimize those. So in my experience with patients and clients is that it's not as strong as Adderall, but you don't have the side effects. For so some people, it's a perfect transition and a perfect safer alternative. And for other people, they kind of feel it doesn't do the trick. So I've been able to get many people with AD. So I got not just patients with ADHD and et cetera, of those smart drugs and on these nootropics. They don't seem to be as strong maybe, but it helps a lot of people transition in something that's safe. And then on the other spectrum, we got top athletes, NFL players and alike that like something like this to just get them a little bit of an edge to get into that zone. So for those who want to try a free sample, go to trysmartpill.com and see if it works for you. It may not.
Love it. Love it. Well, the thing is that I think that when it comes to someone who has, because I've definitely been prescribed Adderall when I was younger, and I remember my dad took me off of it really, really shortly after taking it because I would come home from school and he was like, "Who the fuck are you?" And I wasn't eating. I was testy and pissy. It was not pleasant. And, you know, it would be so exciting on the weekends when I wasn't taking it and it would just be fun. And then we realized maybe this isn't the right fit. But my brother, who really struggles with ADHD, has found that it really has been beneficial for him. So I know that some people are different, but I think that when it comes down to it, it's like what we were talking about with EMFs. If you're gonna be in your home all the time, wouldn't you want to optimize your home? Same with your body. If you're going to take a certain substance of any kind every single day, if you know you're going to continue to take it, would you be open to exploring other options? Look, and people make whatever decisions work best for you, but I think that it's always good to know that you may have options to explore. But I wanted, again, to take another pivot. because you also have worked with stem cell. You work with a lot of biohacking. There are a lot of things that you do to live not just a long life, but a productive life. And I think a lot of us have seen documentaries on Netflix with centenarians, and we see these people living to 110 and they're in their garden and they're living these amazing lives. People want to live longer and they want to live healthier. What are some biohacking methods that you personally implement that you feel like will get you to that space?
Yeah, I mean, biohacking is an amorphous term, but to me, it simply means objectively reversing your biological age, increasing your lifespan, because today I believe you can get easily to 100 years, being able to do what a 40-year-old does at age 100, so traveling, hiking, whatever it is that you like to do. So even if we look at those Netflix series, yes, but those people look old, and those 100-year-olds cannot do what a 40-year-old does. So I think we need to take it, you know, a step higher. Yes, we want to be 100, but we want to be able to really do what a 40-year-old does. And that's what biohacking is all about. And we can objectively measure the results of those strategies. But I think it's very important to really do the right strategies and technologies at the right timing. So I usually put my clients or mentees in three categories. The first category is we need to regain control of your health first. And unfortunately, most people fall there because they're either in pain, they're diagnosed with a medical condition, or they're overweight. So we need to do whatever it takes to get back to quote unquote normal. Then step number two is we need to optimize their health. In other words, they need to be vital and strong and fit, in control of their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual being. And only then, step number three, only then is optimal health the ideal foundation to maximize the benefits of biohacking. Because if I'm doing a certain technology or strategy as a biohacker, somebody that is overweight and not healthy and is basically in a position where the body is putting out fires, they are not going to respond to this strategy or modality, right? So it's very important that we apply the right strategies at the right time and move towards those three phases. But having said that, biohacking doesn't have to be expensive. As we talked about EMF, it doesn't have to be expensive either. And also, you really need to work on the foundation first, right? So in my latest book, which is called The Eyes Up Method, Unleash Your Superpower, I talk about biohacking, but I really explain the seven foundations, which are very simple, and everybody can start those today to improve their health. But the first one is water, right? We are a plumbing system. We have a cardiovascular lymphatic system, and we need to hydrate to prevent stagnation. So we need to drink enough water, but also clean water, especially in the United States. We need to purify that water. And in my case, I even infuse it with hydrogen gas, right? So that's number one. Number two, air. Air is very important. And obviously we're sitting indoors, which is not good. It's recirculated air. So we need to just simply spend more time outdoors and implement, again, many strategies that allow us to be outdoors. But the most important part here is we all get that 21% oxygen in our air, but most of us don't utilize that oxygen properly because they don't know how to breathe properly. 99.9% of us breathe through the mouth, or our swallow shallow chest breathers, as we call it. Most people don't even know that a normal breath is in through the nose for 5 counts and out through the nose for 6 counts, which means is we only should breathe 5.5 times per minute. Through the mouth, we usually breathe 16 to 22 times. So that's 300% difference. So we all know that aging means oxidative stress. We're oxidizing, we're rusting. So what if we can reduce that oxidation by 300% by simply breathing properly and forcing that oxygen through the nose, captivating or capturing the nitric oxide that's sitting here and forcing it deeper into our tissues and our cells. So breath work now becomes very important. And again, it doesn't have to cost money. You can learn it on YouTube. You can, the best app out there, in my opinion, is called The Breath Source. You can download it for free on your smart device, The Breath Source, and learn how to breathe properly. That's probably one of the most powerful and easy biohacks to do. So that's number two.
Before you go to number three, I have to ask, because this has become a big, big thing now. Are you sleeping with mouth tape? Do you tape your mouth?
Well, no, you don't have to if you get used to breathing through the nose, right? But it's one of the things that breath masters recommend to get used to breathing through the nose, in and out through the nose, indeed. The other thing that you can do during the day, obviously, is put your tongue on your upper palate. So where the tip of your tongue is touching the back of your upper teeth, because then you can't breathe through the mouth. It doesn't allow you to breathe through the mouth. So now you're forced to breathe through the nose. So when you go to sleep and you put your tongue there, then you automatically start breathing in and out through the nose, and hopefully it sustains throughout the night. But yes, breath work is simple. You can practice it anytime. There's no investment there. Maybe an app for $6 a month or something like that, and that's all you would have to spend to really biohack that oxygen.
Yeah, but I feel like simply being, if everyone was, I don't think that 10% of the world needs to go 100% at this. I think that 100% of the world needs to go 10% at this. And I think that that would be a huge, huge mindset shift. And I love what you're saying about water. We talk all the time about hydration, and I have so many friends who say, oh my gosh, sometimes I just go the whole day without having any water. Or oh my gosh, I haven't had any water today, and it's 4 p.m. and they've done a workout. I'm like, I don't understand. I genuinely don't get it. But and then they're saying, well, I'm constipated, or I'm tired, or I don't know why I'm craving all these snacks. And to me, the answer is so clear, but also it's more a matter of just getting into the habit of doing it, because we're like camels. The more water we drink, the more water we want. And the more we deprive ourselves of water, our body becomes used to that. And it doesn't crave water as much. It's not going to give us those thirsty hormones, or not hormones, but those thirsty triggers. Yes. And if you'd be open to sharing the other foundations of biohacking and those types of things, so that we can have some takeaways, some tangible takeaways.
So number three would be movement. We talked about that we are a circulatory lymphatic system. Lymphatic system is often overlooked, but that's obviously part of our immune system. It carries the white blood cells to every part of our body. So they're plumbing systems, right? So hydration, yes, but also movement, because if we don't move, it stagnates too. It clogs up. So movement is important. It doesn't mean we have to go to the gym or have to play organized sports. We just need to move, whether it's just walking or dancing or playing with the grandkids or the dogs. It does not matter, but you cannot sit still. Even top athletes that work out in the morning and then again in the evening, but sit all day long, it's not good. They need to move. You need to move, right? So movement is very important. And for those who can't move, then we have technologies, right? We have technologies like high frequency vibration plates, mini trampolines, whatever it is. If you can't go outside and move during the day, then you may have to need a gadget or a technology that helps you vibrate. The opposite of movement, number four, is rest. And we're talking about sleep. Sleep is crucial for optimal health and longevity, because during a deep delta sleep, that's where we repair, regenerate, renew. So I usually use the analogy of a supermarket. If the people during the night shift don't restock the shelves within 1 or 2 days, the supermarket is non-existent. It's the same with our body. That's when we restock, replenish, regenerate. But we only can do that in a deep delta sleep. So we need enough sleep, and we need the right type of sleep, deep delta sleep. So you need to do whatever it takes to get into that deep delta sleep, whether it's an evening power routine, whether it's visualization, whether it's some sleep aid, not a drug, obviously, but maybe some supplement that helps you, or whether it's a brain tap, which is a technology that puts you in a meditative state, whether it's breathwork, it doesn't matter, but you need to create that power routine that works for you, that you can count on to get in a deep delta sleep. So that's number four. Number five, obviously, our diet. We need to upgrade what we put in our body. And we already talked about that today, that we need to, you know, mitigate the toxins, and we need to increase the nutrients that fight free radical damage, repair our DNA, and fight systemic inflammation. So that would be number six, right? And number five.
No, that would be five.
Number six is light. Again, light stimulates all physiological and biological processes in our body. So again, going outside becomes so important during your lunch break, before you go to work, after you go to work, taking dinner outside versus eating at the dinner table the weekend, doing outdoor activities, because we can combine several biohacking activities. If you're outside, we have that fresh air, we have sunlight, and we can take our shoes off and we can be grounding and we can be breathing through the nose. So again, you see how we can synergize those biohacking things. But think about the animals in the Amazon around the equator when there's a lot of light. So they are powerful, they are colorful. And then think about, you know, a mole that lives underground. They're even blind, right? So those are two extremes, but that's what life does to living organisms. And so light is very powerful. And again, if you would live in Iceland or Norway during the winter, there is no light, but then you'll have to go to the artificial sources. We talk about near infrared, far infrared, and other types of technologies that can be substitutions, but never as good as natural sunlight. And then the last one is maybe the most important one, is upgrading the mind. The mind not only controls the body, but also basically creates our future, our failure, our success. So from in the beginning with my clients, we start working on the mind, because we need to eliminate false core beliefs. We need to strengthen that belief system. We need to be aware of the different brain waves and tap into it to maximize production, etc. We need to use mindfulness strategies such as visualization, manifestation, again, breath work, meditation, and even technologies such as brain tap to really manage and control our emotions, our feelings, be in control of our body, and be in control of our future, because the mind is the blueprint to our future. So that is a very important one that we got to start working on immediately, because it will reinforce and exponentially amplify all of the other biohacking strategies.
I love that we ended with the mind, because we can preach all day long about meditation and mindset shifting and read Louise Hay and do all these things, but you know, we can make a vision board, but if we're not picturing what it'll look like and we're not experiencing those emotions. So Joe Dispenza does a great job. He has these meditations that put you into this. At first, the first few times you're very confused, but then you get into this state, almost dreamlike, if you do it in the morning at night, then you can basically just start to daydream what your dream life looks like. And there are tons of guided meditations out there that I really like. I know Jess Shepherd has one on Spotify, if anyone's interested in it. Basically, like, it really does walk you through. It puts you into this almost yoga nidra state where it's saying, okay, you walk into this room, you sit on this floor, and then there's a screen, and on this screen there's a picture of blah 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 blah, and it walks you through this whole thing, and you could picture what your life would look like. And I think so often, you're so right, we tell ourselves this story, and that I read this thing, it was like the quote said, the words you speak become the house you live in. And it's so true. We are going to perpetuate whatever our thoughts are. And so even if we have to fake our thoughts for a little bit, I think it's okay to say that.
Beliefs basically are the thoughts we keep on thinking, right?
Yeah.
So in order to change that, we just got to start changing our thoughts, and then our beliefs change.
We really do. I love that we ended on that, because it makes me feel like, okay, my phone is off. Maybe I go for an hour long walk and just shut the world out for 35 minutes. This has been such a cool day. October 4th is a very special day in my life, and I feel like this is a really interesting conversation to have at it. And I feel like the world really guided me to be in this office space today, where I'm never in this office this long. I don't think I've ever been in this office this long. And it's just so happened to be on this day, where otherwise I would have been in my apartment surrounded on all four walls. So what a cool day. Thank you so much for all of your knowledge and your time. Where can people find you? I'll make sure to put a link for your website in the show notes, but where can people find you otherwise?
Yeah, the best place is the website, biohackingunlimited.com. My books are there. Mentorship programs are there. You can sign up for a free newsletter. You can look at my speaker bio and everything else that's there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so, so much. And maybe we'll do a part two and go through more breath work and stem cell and biohacking goodness.
Anytime.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Take care. Thank you.